Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the next question. And the next question is in the name of Assembly Member Shaw, Gordon Bridge.
Come in. Navia, thank you so much. No, I don't think that's true at all. I think that it's a wonderful project and we'll go ahead. But obviously, you know, it's up to us to get across the message about how it can, up to people who support it, to get across the message about how it can be delivered in a way that is cost effective and that will promote all the things we want to promote, a great cultural attraction for London.
Mr. Mayor, let me put to you some very serious issues and facts. First of all, Lambeth Council have pulled out putting planning permission for the viability of this project in doubt. There are legal challenges over the handling of the procurement process and impact from that on the local communities. TfL is being accused of ignoring its own legal advice. You got senior architects in profession who believe that the proposal does not comply with important London plan policies, as well as they do not comply with EU procurement rules. Also, political support in broad terms is dwindling while costs are rocketing, as you continue to underwrite millions of pounds of public money in operating costs. Isn't therefore, Mr. Mayor, it time to accept that 60 million of taxpayers' money could be far better spent in services we actually need, and therefore the project is better left to the private sector to fund?
I certainly agree that we want to see as big a contribution from the private sector as possible, though I think it's slightly odd that people who attack public investment in the Garden Bridge were the same people who started bashing me up the other day for not wanting to spend 35 million quid on a two-day festival of cycling for the Tour de France. So I think there needs to be, which would have had no lasting benefit for the city, or certainly nothing on the scale like the scale of the Garden Bridge. So I think you need to, Labour needs to get its ducks in a row. Get your ducks in a row on the allocation of public funding, and I'd remind you, as I never tire of saying, that there are plenty of projects that the previous administration spent tens of millions of pounds on that don't exist at all.
Mr. Mayor, let's not talk about the
beauty of the Garden Bridge is that it will take place. Just on your points about procurement, TfL did look very carefully into the. They did an audit of the procurement processes and found no issues whatever. It is certainly true.
TfL's legal advice has not been taken on board.
It is certainly true. I will make a general point. It is certainly true that to get your back, I think you mentioned architects. There are some architects who oppose the scheme because perhaps they have views about the artist in question, or whatever it happens to be. I think if there was an ounce of intellectual honesty on the Labour side of this argument, you would admit that if this project were being proposed under a Labour mayoralty, you would be clamouring for its completion. And
Mr. Mayor,
the reality. Everybody can see it.
It is not about which administration implements such a project. The fact is that there are legal challenges, there are major flaws in procurement, and therefore, I believe you are wrong in pursuing this. But if you insist on pushing ahead regardless, the very least you can do is to rerun the procurement process to allow Londoners to have confidence in the process that you will embark upon.
As I say, Navin, I think that you know you've been misinformed about the procurement process, and the evidence I have is that it was robust, and I hope that you will enjoy the Garden Bridge when it's completed as much as everybody else in
Mr. Mayor, the wheels have fallen off the wagon. You won't admit it, but there's the fact.
Well, you know,
I hope you will not pursue it.
You can, if you want to throw the wheels off the bridge, you can do that. We've got to build a bridge first.